If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it was something. The Aztec women beat Wyoming to win the championship. 72-68, one of the heroes and the tournament MVP, Veronica Sheffy from the Aztecs. Nice enough to join us here on 97.3 The Fan. Veronica, it is the next afternoon. I've been to sleep. I've taken a nap. I'm still worn out after that game. How are you holding up?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I am a little bit tired, I will say that, but, you know, it's been really nice just to soak it all in with the team and, you know, coming back here to the school and just being greeted by everybody, congratulating us. It's really something special, so it's definitely something I'll never forget.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are going to forget that one. And you played 51 minutes in this game. I don't even know if you're aware of that. And at the very end, the Aztecs are leading by two, and you go to the free throw line, and you got two free throws to basically clinch it after everything that had happened, and you made them both. But how do you make those? Honestly. I mean, I'd be so nervous. I think the ball would just fall out of my hands, honestly.
No, it was just, you know, locking into the moment. I knew if we secured those two free throws, it would give us a good chance of them not being able to come down the floor, and you make a play, so we go up by four. So, you know, one of the previous times I went up there, you know, I missed the first one and then made the second one, but I knew I had to knock those two down. So just staying locked in into, you know, what we really wanted. I think everyone just really wanted to win really, really bad, and I think we just wanted it more than the other team. So that's just really what it came down to, and just staying locked into that mindset. So,
and before Scraby jumps in, I want to ask you one more thing, because at the very end of the game, when the final buzzer sounded, your hands, and I think that's where it belonged. What was the first reaction, or can you even remember what your first thought was when you flung that ball finally to the sky?
I couldn't even tell you what it was. It was just, I don't know. It was unbelief and just overwhelming joy, you know, and I really don't have any words for it. I'm still trying to, I don't even think it's real still right now. So it's definitely just crazy and something super, super special. So
yeah, that's extremely special. We're talking to Veronica Sheffy here, Aztecs women's basketball player, and she won the 2025 Mountain West Tournament MVP. I want to ask one more question about the game, because when I was listening to Chris last night, I was tired when you guys were going into the third overtime. Like, honestly, how do you play so many days in a row and then find more energy to play in a third overtime in a championship game?
Yeah, you know, going into the game, we knew it was going to be, you know, a fight all the way into the end. But, you know, I didn't think we would go into three overtimes, that's for sure. But I think after every overtime, we were like, all right, gather together, five more minutes. So just repeating that and us coming together, we all knew we were tired. But, hey, if this is what it takes, then we got to do it. So, and we got it done. So,
Veronica Sheffy is with us, and you know, being around this team, Veronica, the one thing I've noticed, and I, you know, look, I've been around a lot of these teams. This one gets along as well, if not better, than any team I've ever been around. And the one thing, you know, everybody cheers for each other. Everybody's got one of these bracelets, which I'm wearing right now, by the way, that says "We Over Me," and you guys have bought into that. And everybody supports everyone. No one cares who gets the credit. There have been games where you've been on the bench in the fourth quarter and someone else has kind of taken over the game. It just works out with this team. You guys all, I don't want to love each other. I really feel that. And it was so special to see. Talk a little bit about your relationship with your teammates.
You know, like you say, it's just everyone gets along really well. And it's not like we're divided, you know, and I think everyone can see that as we're on the floor. You know, we all work really well together, and just even starting from the summer, working out together, everyone just complimented each other super well, and I think we've been able to grow on that and our strengths over the months coming, and, you know, I think we're okay. Everyone's okay. If they're not their night to score, then that's all right. If it's someone else's night, then that's okay too, so I think just keeping that mindset and, you know, staying together, playing together, you know, it's going to turn out for the better of the whole group. So that's what happened.
Talking to Veronica Sheffy, she won the Mountain West Tournament MVP last night for the Aztecs women's basketball team. And you're headed to the NCAA tournament now. I mean, has that you said that things are still trying to sink in and you're still trying to make sense of it. But what does that mean to you?
I mean, it means everything. Just being able to go to the dance has been a dream come true, you know, ever since I was little. And so I think being able to do that with this kind of team that we have, it's just, it's everything. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to Callie as well. Like, she played an amazing game.
Oh, yeah.
And I think her, you know, fight and her spirit during the whole game guarding, you know, the player of the year, I think it motivated everybody to take it up a notch and, you know, step up to the plate and make a play when it needed to be made. So I think we're all super excited. You know, the job's not done. We still got more to play. So we're all going to be watching and waiting to see who we play next, and we're going to get ready for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Veronica Sheffy is with us now. You had a new career high last night with 24 points. The reason I bring this up is your previous career high was 23. Do you know who that was against?
Yes, I do.
It was against San Diego State when you played at USD. And that was last year with the Toreros. I remember that game, and you torched us pretty good. Did the Aztecs come after you? Did you go after the Aztecs when the transfer portal happened? Because I imagine Stacy Terry and everybody else said, we got to get her on our side.
Yeah, they did. They did. You know, going to the transfer portal, I wasn't really sure where I wanted to be and what the next, you know, chapter was going to look like. But, you know, they did reach out to me. You know, I wasn't sure still because I think my mind was set as just getting out of the area that I was in and just kind of, you know, finding something new. But after kind of a couple weeks going by, I did take a visit here and I got to talk with the coaches and things like that. And I think it was just a really good fit. You know, they had already gone to the championship and they were already hungry for that. For this upcoming year, and I just really liked the mindset they had and the way they ran their team, and I got to meet some of the girls too, so I think it just turned out to be a really good fit. And you know, the coaches were super gracious to me and trusted and believed in me to, you know, give me this opportunity, so it worked out perfectly.
Last one for me, Veronica. We talked to Adriana Quezada a couple weeks ago, and I asked about her video game playing and what she does outside of basketball. So I don't know that you play video games, but what's something that you do outside of basketball just to kind of take your mind off of things?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of things I like to do. I do have a hair business that I do on the side, so I'm really into hair and just hairstyling for other people as well, and so that takes up of my time. And then, you know, I also like to just create videos and like cinematography videos. I'm really getting into that too. So
awesome.
Those are two things I'd probably say, but I like to dip my toe in a couple different things. So
Sounds like it. I mean, you already got your own business. I think you're one of many on that team with their own businesses.
I tell these guys all the time that this is a bunch of sharp kids, and every time we have one of you guys on, everybody knows what I'm talking about. Last thing, Veronica, we appreciate the time, and I've talked to you about your dad, your brother, both played football, college football at Washington. What was their reaction after the game last night? And you know, did they help you kind of get interested and excited about athletics when you were younger? And what does that mean to share this with them?
Yeah, this means the world. My family is everything to me, and I'm super close to my family. And so they weren't at the tournament this whole time because they're with my younger siblings at their state tournaments this past weekend. So it was a busy week for them, but they made it happen and got everybody out here for this just this one game. And
wow.
I was super happy that they were there, and just seeing them on the court after the game, it was everything. And, you know, my brother, he's the reason I play the sport. I just grew up watching him being in the gym all the time. So just to be able to share that one with him, we've been talking about this ever since we were young. And my mom and my dad both coached me. And so even my sister, too, she played with me for a little bit as well. So it's just everyone was able to experience this. We all be able to experience it together. So it was really special.
Well, the best thing about winning last night is that this team gets to stay together for another couple of weeks at least. And, you know, that's a great thing. And we're excited for you. And, you know, look forward to Sunday and find out where you play and then get back to work. But what a performance you and the team turned in last night. Veronica Sheffy, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you soon.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
You betcha. All right, there she goes.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.